Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from sunny Orlando, Florida. Folks, today's daily message is a dandy because I finally feel ready to share something big with you that I hadn't yet shared. If anyone understands where you're at this time and place in your life, I do. After watching Oprah's show on Tuesday regarding how much space do you need, I felt the need to share with you my path of transformation. I fully understand that transformation in relationships, finances, and career can be a severely challenging and debilitating experience, especially when it appears you're left alone. Not to mention when all three, relationships, finances, and career, hit you all at the same time. You know, it's just one of those things where it feels like when it rains, it pours, just one thing after another. Believe me, I know what this walk involves when I speak with you on the phone during a reading or consult. I do understand your emotions and pain while moving through your stuff. On Ash Wednesday, I wrote a daily message on transformation called Metamorpho, which brings me to share with you further. Exactly 7 years ago, I went through a transformation process like none other that I had ever experienced. I had a 12-year relationship end where it wasn't until the last year of that relationship that we actually lived together. At the time, my daughter had gone off to college in another state. I was alone for the first time in my life. This is because 2 weeks after I graduated from high school, my sister and I shared an apartment. A year later, I had gotten married. I had never, ever lived alone. At the time of the move out, I had my own posh women's clinic here in St. Louis, complete with 9 treatment rooms and a handful of people I employed, including one other doctor. I had my own radio show on a local radio station. I was writing articles for several holistic magazines, and I was speaking at various events. Life was good, and I was happy. When I moved out of the relationship, I moved into my own opulent lifestyle in the heart of one of the highest earnings neighborhoods in the St. Louis area. I was driving a brand spanking new Mercedes SUV that had $20,000 in options, and I kid you not, my life seemed perfect. As my transformation began running its own course, from the moment of the relationship move out, within less than a year, I was feeling the need to take my life to a higher level. I was feeling pretty risky. I remember driving to work one day and praying to God how much I wanted out of the clinic. I mean, I wanted out bad. I knew from the very beginning that I was not going to practice longer than 5 years. I knew that. I wanted to write books, start a website, travel at will for business and pleasure, and work from my home. I wanted financial, business, social, and personal freedom. I promised God that if He found a way for me to get out of that clinic lease, I would work for Him. Simple as that. Instead of working with one patient at a time, I wanted to work with millions of people at a time. And I most certainly meant millions. That was my prayer, and within 1 week, there was a window of opportunity for me to close the clinic. I stated my desire, and it manifested. I just didn't realize what it would take to get to the place that I desired to be. I had no idea what I was in for. I had no idea how much work it would take. I wanted something big, so I was going to have to put in a lot of energy. There was one thing that I was not aware of that I am fully aware of today. If I wanted to communicate and relate to millions of people, I was going to have to relate to them through my own experiences. How could I relate on a level that I never experienced? I was going to have to understand what they were going through in relationships, finances, and career, which are the three things that the majority of people value for their security needs. I fully believe that the timeline that I had to learn these things was completely up to me. How was I going to handle the transformation if I was going to teach others how to do it? Would I step into drama mode and sit there, or would I accept the challenges and move through them with grace? Well, to make a long story short, I lost nearly everything except my family and a couple of very close friends. I went from living in a $2,000 a month spread to a $450 a month, 400 square foot studio apartment that I couldn't even afford then for several months. I went from driving a $60,000 Mercedes SUV, including that $20,000 in options, to riding a used bicycle. I went from a jam-packed refrigerator to having my parents buy me food for 6 weeks at my lowest point, which was only 2 years ago. I went from being able to pay off my credit cards every month with no problem to the worst credit rating imaginable. My living expenses then was $6,000, and I had no problem paying it every month. It wasn't until 2 years ago when things finally began breaking for me. I could actually see light at the end of the tunnel. It still wasn't anything great, but there was definitely light. This was actually going to work, and I needed to push harder. Then about a year and a half ago, things were clearly headed in the direction of the dream I had that day driving to work and praying to get out of that clinic lease. I'm a firm believer in do not leave this planet with debt. We should be leaving more than we brought into the world. Take nothing and leave something bold and wonderful. I arrived on this planet with nothing on my back, and I will most certainly leave the planet with an abundant impact. During the most challenging financial times, I always made just enough money to keep my phone electricity on so I could update my website. There were times when I was cut off for a few days, and at one time both the phone and electricity disconnect lasted 2 weeks. When the phone was working, creditors were calling and yelling at me. The things they would say were really hurtful. I couldn't believe these were human beings. I understood that I created this existence I was living, but I also understood they were doing their job. One day I just decided to stand up to them and say, "Look, I don't know when I can pay, but I will. I won't run. You can call here every single day if you want. I'll answer the phone. I will not ignore your phone calls. But when the financial situation breaks, you'll know it. Until then, you're slowing me down." Interestingly enough, the call stopped. I will never forget the first time I put a stat counter on drstanley.com 3 years ago. I was devastated when I saw the numbers that first day. I had been working so hard for 3 years and only had 50 regular viewers. You guys, I am not kidding. This was 3 years ago. After I threw myself on the floor like a baby and kept asking God why, I typed faster and more furiously than you could imagine. I have to hand it to my parents on this one, you guys. Even though I knew they wanted me to practice again or just go get a job. I mean, I have all this education, and it was just hard for them to understand. They just wanted me to go get a job or practice again. They were nothing but supportive. I also knew that they knew Loretta is relentless, and she does not quit. I may be a lot of things, but a quitter is not part of my spirit description. Even my 5 equally determined brothers and sisters never doubted me for a second and never once minimized what I was creating. Everyone knew I had a vision, and I would indeed manifest it. There was never a question of how much did I want it. I couldn't stop and go to work somewhere else because the website is a 24/7 job. If the internet never closes, then neither would I. I learned how to manage my own website because I couldn't afford to pay anyone else to do it for me. Learning the website was my only option, and I had to learn it immediately, if not sooner. Folks, things were very ugly for a very long time, but I have to say that I gave up worry, doubt, and fear about 7 years ago. Honestly, those 3 words are not part of my spirit, my vocabulary, or my belief system. They just aren't. I am a very calm spirit under pressure because I choose to be. At the same time, I can be pretty feisty over little things. There might be other things in life that slow me down, but worry, doubt, and fear will not be part of it. I guarantee you that. If I couldn't handle this, how could I handle bigger, better, and more of all that is good that I was seeking? So what's my life like now? Now my stat counter reveals that I am speaking to millions of people every single week. My business has definitely shifted to bigger, better, and more, and continues to grow every single day. I can travel at will for business or pleasure. I work from home. I can buy groceries whenever I need them. My utilities and phone are always paid on time. I once again have credit cards and still use them the way I always did, paying them off every single month. I can spend money on my daughter and my grandson whenever I want. Remember when my computer blew up back in November 2006? I was able to just run out and buy another one. That still blows my mind. And the cool thing is I can still carry a dollar around in my pocket for 2 weeks straight and not feel the need to spend it just because it's there. I also actually have my last dime sitting on a picture frame of Jesus right in front of me, so I never forget to be grateful. Back to Oprah's show on Tuesday about how much space do you need? I still live in that small 400 square foot studio apartment, and I still ride a bicycle for transportation. My priorities in life have certainly shifted. I do enjoy this small apartment, especially since I giddy up and go as often as I do, at will, which was one of my goals 7 years ago. And next weekend, I'll be jetting over to Dallas to meet up with my girlfriends Peg and Christina, who's Libra and Aquarius, respectively, for the weekend. I'm so excited about that because, as I always say, put 3 air signs together, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, in a room, and they will talk about everything and solve nothing. Naturally, me being the Gemini. I'd contemplated buying a car back in November 2006 when I realized that I just don't need a car living in the city. It really isn't necessary for me. Besides, I have a bicycle and rollerblades. And my daughter Carmen thinks I'm nuts, but she does know her mom very well and knows better than to worry. She knows I'm a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants type of gal and just shakes her head in protective approval. And on those more splendid weather days, my grandson Big Tree gets a kick out of seeing his granny ride up to his house on her bicycle. It's a wonderful life. If I need a car for the weekend, I'll rent it. I have no problem admitting that I am still a materialistic person because I am. I know me very well, and I have no problem admitting that. I would rather go without than have something without a story. Materialism just shows up differently for me now. And one of the ways it shows up for me is I can move about the planet with my computer at will, which is what I wanted 7 years ago. I pack a small bag and I am out of here in a flash. I still enjoy wonderful, beautiful, and opulent things, and since I want those nice things, then I will make certain that I give them to me. So you see, folks, I understand you. I hear you, and I can feel it when I talk to you. It has been a long road. There is no doubt about it, but quitting was simply not an option. If I wanted big, then I needed to give big with all the energy I could muster. So when life throws you a curve, catch it and throw it back. Now go practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.